Please remember, this is an adults-only podcast and does contain some very sensual themes. So please, only listen to this podcast if you are happy to explore your deepest sensual fantasies with me and are of a suitable age.
Hi, it's Devlin, and welcome to another episode of Wild in Bed, your destination for salacious stories, sensual satisfaction, and finger-licking good fantasies. Now, as you enjoy tonight's chapter reading from Lamb to the Slaughter, you know you can enjoy even more intense pleasure and satisfaction by coming to see me at wilddesires.com, so you can test drive your own fantasies just for coming. Now, Lamb to the Slaughter is available on wilddesires.com for pre-order. And I've added a little special bonus, at your request, of course, so you can order a copy with a personalised intro, just as my little way of saying thank you. So why not go ahead over to wilddesires.com? There's so much happening, so much pleasure that you need to be enjoying. Now, you know this podcast is best enjoyed laying on your bed. Just put your earbuds in, loosen any clothing, close your eyes and surrender to the pleasure of my voice, caressing over and inside you. And when you're ready, take a deep breath and just hold it for a moment, and then release it with a sigh, letting go of any tension, any stress. For the next 20 minutes or so, it's just you and my voice. This is your time. Your time to relax, your time for sensuous satisfaction, your time to release that inner woman. As you listen to my voice and enjoy the story moving through your body. Chapter 19. Dominic. Fucking shit. How could I be so damn stupid? Why the hell didn't I think? Why? Why? The news headlines flashed across the screen. Brutally gang-raped, tortured while they were murdered, massacred, defiled. There's no justifying what I've done, no turning back, no backtracking. I let this tragedy happen. I took my eye off everything for one person. And this is the consequence. It's all my fault. Rage burns through my chest like ashy hot flames burning and eating away at my insides. As I look down at my reflection in the blade, revolted and sickened by what I see. This pain has to be released. I have to let it go. If not, it will own me. With the blade dragging across my chest, blood weeps from the tearing flesh. While relishing the pain for a moment, a small sense of release from my torment escapes silently with the warm, dark blood seeping down my body. Relief permeates my body as I relax on my bed. The sounds of the news crews dimming into the distance. I will not lose it all. I speak lowly. I can't. I mustn't. The pack will not fall. Gently, the body next to me rolls over, slowly waking from her fitful sleep. What's happening? Through the veil of slumber, she raises her hand to the sutured wound on her scalp, wincing and whimpering a grimacing moan of pain. Careful, I respond quietly. You have a bad wound. It's going to be sore for a few days. But fortunately, there's no permanent damage. I take a gentle breath, not wanting this to sound like I blame Diane. This is my fault, completely, solely. A wound? She brushes a hand over her forehead. This feels like more than just a wound. My head is fucking killing me. I take her hand into mine. There's been an incident, Diane. Diane lifts her head and turns towards the television screen at the sound of a special report interrupting the daily news. 14 dead, tortured, mutilated. One young boy killed, scrolls across the bottom of the screen, while the anchor's voice drones on. This is a suspected drug gang battle. By the state of the bodies when the police first arrived at the scene, these young men appear to have been mauled to death by large dogs. The police have found canine hairs at the scene, but as yet, no further information has been obtained about the assailants. There is still no statement as to who the young boy is or why he might have been there. His body is apparently barely recognizable from the extent of his horrific injuries. It's Joseph Diane. He's been murdered. Tears well in her eyes as she shifts restlessly. Joseph, murdered. Who? How? Who? Her fingers brush the corner of her eyes. What the fuck is happening, Dominic? Why am I here? What happened last night? All good questions. But right now, we have the more urgent matter of Joseph to handle. I say with a warning tone to my voice. We can deal with everything else later. No, I want to know now. With her gaze dropping down at the wound across my chest, she winces. You're bleeding! Immediately exhibiting the curious habit of women across the world. With one hand she reaches for the comforter, trying to cover herself at the sudden realization of her nakedness. A move that, in other, more pleasant circumstances, might warrant punishment. Hush. It's my release of pain for Joseph.
Release of pain? You mean you did this to yourself?
It was my fault, Diane, and this is my way of releasing guilt. Her body tenses as she stares downward, her expression a picture of horror, confusion, and despair.
I don't understand.
Tears slip free from the corner of her eyes, her gaze desolate and disorientated. I brush the tears from her cheeks, then cup her face between my palms. Through pain, I can release my guilt. One day, you will understand. One day, you will know who I am and the ways I used to survive. Her fingers trace a fresh wound, a thread of crimson coating the tip of her fingertips. Staring at it with curious interest, she leans in and sucks her fingers clean of blood, then dips her head, kissing gently above the cut. Her eyes glance up at me, flickering wide and blue, with a need for approval.
Let me share your guilt, Dominic.
If you share it with me, there is no going back. Things will never be the same again for you, Diane.
I don't want them to be,
she rasps.
Hearing that news, being here this morning, I have a good idea what happened last night. There is only one place I need to be right now.
Her fingers drop as her lips move over the open wound, sucking the blood gently, tracing it with her tongue. The ecstasy of relief moving through me causes my body to arch like no pleasure before. The deep, dark need to dominate and share, to protect, to care enough to bleed for. My eyes close, as sensations grow deep in my chest, succumbing to the bliss and ecstasy of Diane Hightower. She looks up and runs a finger beneath my bottom lip.
Take off your mask, Dominic. Let me see all your scars. Let me kiss them all. Please, Dominic, they do not frighten me.
You aren't ready, not yet, Diane. If you want me despite my scars, then you are not ready. When you want me because of my scars, when you are ready to embrace a satisfaction that only pain brings, then, and only then, will I remove my mask. With her head between my palms,
I kiss her lips gently, deeply, tasting the blood moving between us, my body growing hard, my needs flourishing, spreading, becoming desperate and unstoppable. Soon, kitten, very soon. But for now, you'll wait. With disappointment welling in her eyes, she trails kisses down my stomach, her tongue exploring, teasing, longing to surrender. My aching cock twitches wildly as the tip of her tongue circles its throbbing head, then dips into the tiny slit. My hardness responding with desperate pulses, willing to be tasted, eager to feel her lips tighten around me. The blood on her mouth smears down my shaft as she nibbles slowly, seductively, inch by torturous inch, while my hands skim down the delicate skin of her arms, my body throbbing with every touch of her teeth, my jaw tensing every time her fingers embrace my balls, massaging them firmly, causing my cock to swell, to ache, to long not only for her lips but her throat, her pussy, her ass. She draws in a shuddery breath as she massages the delicate spot between my balls and ass, causing my already throbbing hard erection to become painful, pushing on it with force while her eyes remain transfixed on mine, searching for my reaction, burning with desire, pleading a blatant lust for my body, scarred or not. Suddenly, I'm pulling her against me tighter, desperately, fiercely, a low, guttural groan rising from my chest, my heart racing with the dire urgency for satisfaction, the aching need to release. Diane, I breathe, feeling an orgasm building, heat pulsing through my cock as her tongue continues to drive me damn near mad. Desire hoods her blue gaze as my hands grasp urgently at her hair, pushing against her resistance while my cock threatens her throat. She doesn't budge an inch. Her teeth continue to grate every inch of my shaft as I thrust deeper, then deeper still, inside her beautiful mouth, driving and stroking inside, while the hot breath of her gasps and moans fuel my desire further. I push harder, deeper, urgently, my fingers pulling tightly on her hair. Jesus, how I want you. And I'm yours to take, she says, with nothing but confidence in her tone. Her fingers clutch at my ass, burying deep, grasping the cheeks, the tips of her nails digging into my flesh and spurring me even further into her throat. She pushes a finger into my ass and my body hoists, rocking and pulsing even deeper into her throat, while the hot scorch of her tears tease the inside of my thighs. No! Christ, I can't come like this. I'm too exposed, too vulnerable. As I ease myself from her mouth, every inch of me slick with saliva, her lips beautifully pink and swollen, all I can think of is her hot pussy hugging my cock, taking me deep, while I squeeze the rosebuds of her firm nipples. Ride me now, kitten. Wasting no time, she does just as I've said, pushing her legs on either side of me, her hot desire dripping onto my eager cock. She takes my shaft in her hand, then nestles it against her heated slit, guiding me inside as my fingernails dig hard into her thighs as I pull her down onto me with savage passion. Oh God, Dominic, fuck me hard! With an orgasm pulsing up my thighs, one hand grasps at her breast, pinching her nipples so hard that she screams, while my other twists her clit between my thumb and forefinger as I slide out, then spank her hard with my shaft as I surge back inside, feeling her pussy tremble and vibrate, clutching at my cock, massaging it, milking me for all her body is worth. Her fingernails trace the inside of my new wound, the sting of pain cascading through my body like white-hot ash, as she teases, taunts, a low growl resonating deep in her chest as she pounds down onto my cock, the painful bliss of her pussy clenched tightly around me, causing my body to arch, to bow and bend, opening my wound further. Fucking fuck!
Nothing has ever felt like this. Nothing. She drops her head, barbarically tasting my blood, her eyes hooded with hunger and need as she shamelessly thrusts on my cock, her muscles clenching tight and urging my desperation even further for primal, rough, animalistic sex. Hold it until I say, don't you come yet! With a rumbling building my chest and moving through my throat, I thrust upward, my cock rock fucking hard and aching painfully as I meet her motions with my own orgasm on the brink of explosion. Fuck! Kitten, come now! On command, her body surrenders without thinking. The trembling that moves through her, the final spark I need for my body to explode in dark, passionate satisfaction. Warm semen fills her cavity and drips down my shaft as she collapses against my chest, gently trailing kisses along the weeping gash there. We stay just like this for what seems like hours, the vibrations gently moving up and down our bodies, like a mutual electricity between us. Just as slumber is threatening both of us, the noise of the news broadcaster in the background shatters the blissful bubble of the moment. Kitten, we are going to have a whole pile of crap to sort out about Joseph today. We need to move, for both of our sakes. She mumbles something quietly that sounds less than happy, but rolls off my chest, quickly pulling the comforter around her shoulders. I rise from the bed and turn for a quick moment, simply to watch her drift in her contented afterglow. Then lift the comforter for a moment, exposing her ass to the air, where I place a firm slap across her cheek, reddening it. Shift your ass now, kitten, I say in a harsh tone, as I move to the bathroom to find the sutures. I need to at least look civil. Now on Monday, well, we've had a bit of a surge of listener fantasies, so on Monday you can take a peek into somebody else's fantasy, which I will be narrating right here. So I look forward to seeing you then. And we can share the pleasure of their desires. But for now, and always with your pleasure in mind, this is Devlin Wild wishing you salacious dreams.
Now, as you have enjoyed this show this evening, you can go ahead and subscribe to my podcast so you don't miss another salacious episode. And you know you can go ahead and visit me at wilddesires.com and grab your own free experiential erotic story just for coming.